Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. It's that time of year again. It's time for one of my favorite Valentine's Day. I'm talking about ever since I was a kid, a baby. I've always loved Valentine's Day. So it's that time of year. I know some of you hate to see it coming, and some of you are just like me. If you're a single or happily in a relationship or dating, happily married, you know, you love it also. And then Valentine's Day is about spreading the gift of love, period, among our loved ones, our family and friends. I remember when I was in school, I used to love it when we would buy, you know, roses for our classmates and friends, you know, those that had Valentine's or wanted a Valentine or had steady boyfriends and girlfriends. And, of course, would buy the red rose for your significant other or your Valentine. And then there were the pink roses for your friendship roses. And then I think it was white roses also. But it was so much fun, you know, just celebrating the occasion of buying flowers. Do they still do that in school? I know in JPS here in Jackson, Mississippi, we did. It used to be so much fun. You know, you buy up and purchase flowers for one another. And it was so cool. And I've always been a happy type of person. Like when I was a little kid in school, I would love giving out happies to the teachers, the faculty, and then also to adults in my life also. You know, really, really fun thing to do. And among friends, but really cool. And teachers always seem to appreciate it too. And, you know, hey, here's a happy for you. And like they really dug that. That was really cool that they were thought of in that way. But it's that time of year again, Valentine's Day. So let's talk about Valentine's Day celebration ideas. Many of my single friends and also many celebs, well-known celeb singles, refer to it as SAD, Single Awareness Day. I know Ryan Seacrest calls it that. And I've seen Bethany Frankel, a longtime favorite of mine, tweeted out that Valentine's Day is Single Awareness Day. So it's Single Awareness Day. And then there are a lot of, there's a lot of, like, pro-Valentine's Day celebration ideas out there and events throughout the country and world. Then also there are anti-Valentine's Day events. Also, I remember last year, I remember sharing with you different events here in Jackson and in Dallas and other areas where they were having, like, you know, like, hey, Single Awareness Day events, you know, anti-Valentine's Day events. To those that could care less about Valentine's Day, I was listening to the Dayton Advice Girl. She's so awesome, based in L.A. So I listened to her podcast, and I know she shared a list of events, pro-Valentine's Day and anti-Valentine's Day, but fun networking events in the Los Angeles area. But it's Valentine's Day. It's here. So let's enjoy and look at it in a positive way, those of us that choose to. And also, let's talk about some of the good reads out there for adults and also the hot topics. There's a lot of hot topics going on. And then we're a couple days away from the Olympics, the Winter Olympics in Sochi, right? Russia. And so counting down, 2 days, huh? So all the networks were talking about that, not to mention the weather that is still happening. It rained like crazy here in I was in a little slumber, had a very active, busy day. Big shout out to the University Medical Center. I really love your new facility in Flowood, your clinic. I accompanied my mother to a new clinic, University of Mississippi Medical Center, University Physician Center, something like that. But, wow, really nice facility, I must say, and the staff are so kind. So thank you. I really like the facility. It's in the River Oaks area, in the Ronald Plastic Surgery Center is, and a lot of other fantastic medical centers are, and other retailers and so on. But again, thank you for tuning in. This is Matters of the Heart Wednesday. I'm in the chat room. You can call in 714-409-6614. Back to a pretty steady schedule. We'll also, of course, be broadcasting spontaneously, you know, special editions, and on Saturdays, of course, on first of Sunday, Young People and Youth Advocates Coalition Presents will happen. One of my friends, Scarborough, and some of his buddies plan to begin, you know, coming on and talking about issues that affect young people and youth advocates, those of us 1 to 100. And so I know that his talk is always real. I love networking with entrepreneurs and artists and musicians and so on. It's so cool. And remember, Tuesday, Randall Lee of the Shift Talk Show here based in Jackson will be a guest. He works with ministries and businesses all regarding how to manage their social media properly. So that should be a very fun interview on next Tuesday morning. He will be premiering his show, The Shift, on Springer Radio. Okay, well, thank you again for tuning in. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True. Ow! Prince and Third Eye Girls, big shout out to them. And also Dr. Funkenberry, received an email from him that I'm checking out right now. Prince and Third Eye Girl played a secret gig at the Electric Ballroom early Wednesday morning. Not really a secret if you follow Dr. Funkenberry on Twitter. There will be another show tonight, as Dr. Funkenberry has been always, you know, pumping out the info. Two press conferences so far, but no tour dates have been announced yet. I wonder if some of my friends that reside in London caught the show, like Party Man Perry Gorton. I hope you caught the show. If you didn't, I hope you catch it tonight. My friend Anthony is there, but he's there working, of course, doing his thing with HSN UK. So a big shout-out to one of my favorite designers, Anthony Mark Hankins. Follow him on Twitter at Anthony, A-N-2-T-H-O-N-Y. He's over there having him a blast of a good time. But a big shout-out to Prince and Third Eye Girl. Again, that was an awesome episode of New Girl. So let's see if I can share a little bit more information regarding those kids. But Dr. Funkenberry, and also follow Prince of in Third Eye Girls Twitter at Third Eye Girls, so we can stay in the know of what's going on with those shows. So they're not wasting any time. We want to hear more dates here at home too, most definitely. But we do know Prince will be headlining the Essence Festival 4th of July weekend in New Orleans, which should be very, very good. I know he will surprise us with a lot of fun things. It's my first time seeing Prince live in concert, so I'm definitely looking forward to it. Before I move on from talking about Prince, let's see if I can pick up some more news from Dr. Funkenberry. Let's see. Oh, it's discussions about his set and the songs that he performed. And also, they'll keep us updated regarding ticket announcements and all of that. So just wanted to be sure to let some of you guys know that those of you visiting London and my friends in London, my Purple Pete's over there. But Perry Gorton, I know you didn't miss that show, most definitely. But, yeah, thank you. Let's see, I'm checking out some. Okay, this is an email from the NBA All-Star Weekend. Different events that's happening. Looking forward to that weekend. Should be fun. Yes, it should. Just looking at different things. We'll talk about that on Friday and also on Monday. And so let's go ahead and talk Valentine's Day. I know I'm caught up in this Prince concert news. So it should be fun. Okay, there are Valentine's gift ideas, and I was looking at one of my friends on Twitter that I was networking with, and they shared some awesome gift ideas for Valentine's Day, and I am looking for the info. I've shared it and retweeted it and shared it on my various sites. A big shout-out also to Tim Hardaway Jr., he tweeted out that he's honored to be playing in the BBVA Compass Rising Star game, and that's a game that I plan to attend on Friday night. And so I'm looking forward to seeing these rookie players do their thing, and I'm looking forward to going to the see my ticket to see the guys practice too Saturday morning. So those are two games I know I'm going to. The celebrity game. I hope to be able to see the celebrity game on Friday, but I know I'm definitely will be seeing that game with Tim Hardaway Jr. and the All-Star guys practice early Saturday morning at 10 o'clock. But let's see. Let me continue on. So I just want to shout out to UPS and Ticketmaster and all that. I've had my ticket to that game right there to Tim Hardaway, the rookie game forever. Yep, tomorrow we'll be talking about Avon and Mark Girl, and we'll be talking about fun gift ideas for Mark Girl and Avon also. So let's see. I know I should be better. Some things I like to discuss just on the spur of the moment. So. Oh, big shout out to B87.7 FM in Boston. Thank you so much for networking with me. Speaking of Boston, a native Bostonian, Josh Altman of Altman Brothers, and one of my favorite Bravo TV shows, The Million Dollar Listing, was on Nightline last night. Did you guys see that? Talking about houses that are, like, very challenging to market and sell. It was very, I love Nightline, and I had no idea Josh was going to be on there. I've been networking with him ever since he joined the cast of Million Dollar Listing, because the first premiere of the season he was on. I've always liked Million Dollar Listing and other Million Dollar Listing New York, also in other real estate shows. But I just loved his persona and his swag when he became a part of that program. And I love the other guys too, but I've been effectively been networking with him ever since. So I was glad to see him. And I guess I network with various radio stations. I love iHeartRadio, and so just a big shout out to B87 for networking with me here on Twitter. But Positive Luxury, one of my favorite Twitter friends, have shared some awesome ideas, top 10 gift ideas for Valentine's Day. You know how you network with someone and you always like, okay, can't wait till the opportunity to share like advice that they shared. Here's some advice or some gift ideas I want to share from them. This is from Sasha Alessandra of Positive Luxury Brands to Trust. And she says that as the 14th of February approaches, we can't help but admit that we're secretly huge Valentine's Day fans. Yeah, that's right. It's a day dedicated to love, roses, and chocolate. We're on board. And if that wasn't enough, there's also the chance to enjoy some truly amazing Valentine's hotel and dining experiences. Let's take a look at this week's top 10. So I'm going to go from 10 to 1 instead of going from 1 to 10 on their list. So their list is Unlisted Spa Day. Exactly. This Ryan Seacrest and Official L&K were talking on Air with Ryan yesterday. There are some people that prefer to get Botox instead of getting chocolate or roses. I mean, Botox is a good gift, but maybe not for Valentine's Day. But, you know, those of us that maybe could use some Botox maybe think it's different. But I responded to on Air with Ryan saying that a spa day with the chocolate and flowers would be very nice. Now, Botox, but a spa day with roses and chocolate would be fantastic. You know, a peppermint day for the V-Day. You know, and it could be a gift or it could be a couple's day if you're in a couple, you know, with a couple, you know. But Unlisted Spa Day, that's an idea. So you have to check them out, follow them, and visit their website at positiveluxury.com to really get the details. Number 9, Mayfair Hotel, cocktails and cupcakes for two. Now, number 8, this heart-shaped gift box contains a lovely mix of milk, dark ganache chocolates in mouth-watering flavors like rose, raspberry, and like jasmine tea and Irish coffee. Maybe something for after dinner. So, a heart-shaped gift box, and it's really cool. It's really cool chocolates. Wow, really cool. And then there's a Tiffany hearts ring. And so they're showing gifts from different price points, too. Nothing says everlasting love quite like a Tiffany ring. You know, of course, luxury items. How about a platinum one with round diamonds? You'll never want to take it off, even when Valentine's Day is just a memory. I know that's right. Number 6, escape the dreariness of the everyday and enjoy a Valentine's Day weekend rediscovering the best that London has to offer. This boutique hotel in London's West End is fit for a romantic holiday to remember. And then there's number five. This Valentine's Day, why not treat yourself and your loved one to a real indulgence? Enjoy a decadent dinner at a beautiful venue. You know, and there are places in your area, in your city, in your town, that you probably could, you know, is there a place here in my city, in my town? Yeah, maybe you don't live in London. Maybe we don't live in New York. And we're not in Miami. But wherever we are, there are places that you can go and just have a fantastic experience and have specials. I know, like here, we have like the Old Capitol Inn. We have Fairview Inn. All the nice luxury hotels. You know, you have to call and visit websites and ask for what type of specials or promotions do you have for the holidays, for Valentine's Day. You know, really, sometimes it really takes doing some romantic research. And this is advice coming from me. I might not have a significant other, but I am a natural-born romantic. But then it goes on to say, where you just might run into Kate Moss or Gwyneth Paltrow. This is if you're in London. Blake's Hotel is the favorite hangout of both divas. And then, oh, that is so cool. And they showed a picture of Radisson and Blue, bread and breakfast weekend package. And that's what I was talking about, like here. You know, there are some nice places. And then number four, a bouquet of delicate white flowers. This fragrance was created using only organic essential oils extracted from plants and a light romantic scent, not to mention the gorgeous bottle. And then there's, yeah, this is so cool. And then there's menus and dishes. The bumpkin, there's a dish. Let's see. My screen. Because I'm reading from my iPhone 5. And my screen reduced to a smaller version. Okay. A delicious menu at one of our favorite London venues. This Valentine's Day menu features only sustainable foods that are expertly cooked into amazing dishes. Just at Bumpkin. So, Evan Empress, our favorite relationship expert. I listened to some. I wanted to call into her show, but since I had been out, I was late, and so I was able to listen to like the last 30 minutes of her program yesterday. Very good topic. Number two, roses are a Valentine's Day classic for a good reason. This bouquet is as kind to the planet as it is romantic. Only roses uses only locally sourced greens and foliage for the bouquets, and all roses are ethically and carbon neutrally sourced. Whoa, a lot of. And then there's Soko's Memorial Pendant Necklace. It's perfect for Valentine's Day. Created out of hand-woven brass link, this pendant is comprised of diamonds that hang to create an elegant chevron shape. Strung on a handmade brass chain, the name is inspired by the Swahili word moyo, meaning heart. And that's pretty cool. And the prices that they show are in pounds. So, but okay. So the Moro pendant goes for $35, but in pounds it is $21.23. So good, because of the prices that they're showing in the article are by pounds, but then they also show the American dollar amount also. So that's pretty neat. So only roses. I mean, really, all of the advice you can say, hey, what do I have like that here? You know, order things online. You can do things, you know, you can do things creatively in the comfort of your own home. And you can turn your own places into a luxury spot filled with romance and flowers and chocolates and wine and all of that. And also I have an announcement. Belinda Bostic, now summer parties is now, the companies merged. Slumber parties, and you hear me talk about Pure Romance, because I also network with Andrea Carter of Alabama. Well, now the two companies, because I love both, Pure Romance and Slumber Parties, Slumber parties and pure romance have merged, and now they are under the name pure romance. So when Belinda Bostic comes on the show again, my friend in Houston, and when Andrea Carter comes on, they will be talking about products that are, you know, Slumber Party brought products that are now under the umbrella, the name of Pure Romance. I just wanted to make that announcement. Those of you that probably shop with Pure Romance. And also, I've been having a blast listening to Dr. Drew's Love Lines, hosted by Michael Catherwood and the many guest hosts. It is so fun watching that show on Ustream. Occasionally, I will watch it, like, you know, throughout the years. I love Dr. Drew's shows, period. But I've been consistently watching it on YouTube and listening to it on, not YouTube, Ustream. I have a Ustream channel. My username is Culture Shock, KULTUREESHOK. The Love Line is Love Line Live. And, oh, my God, the topics are so, so cool. There's a regular co-host, Sex with Emily. And, I mean, she and Michael Catherwood and the guests, they are always just having a blast of a good time, having serious fun talk on really important adult topics, and we're pretty cool. So check them out sometimes when you can. Some of you listen to them on your radio, your stations that broadcast it also. But if you ever check out Ustream, check it out live, or you can watch them broadcast live on air, and it's really cool. You can go in the chat room or call in, and it's pretty cool. So I was informing them that I also host a online show here, right here at blogtalkradio.com. I'm going to broadcast real soon on Springer, too. But my guest that will be on the show next Tuesday, he is broadcasting his show Shift originally on Springer, but then also it will be going out via other radio channels, too. But thank you again for tuning in. So those were some information. That was information to share regarding some gift ideas courtesy of PositiveLuxury.com. And so the prices, so don't fret, those of you that don't really know the equivalent of pounds and American dollar, because when you click on the website, like the price, the value, it'll also show the American dollar amount also. But you can use examples and say, well, wow, the Blake Hotel, there's a hotel. The Marriott is like the Hilton Garden King Edward Hotel is probably equivalent to what the Blake Hotel would be here, you know, here in Jackson, medium size, deep south Jackson. So there are places in your small towns and your big cities that you can contact and find out, you know, and also department stores to get gift ideas, but it's in your favorite online stores. It's all about being creative, too, you know, and it's not all about, like some people say, well, it's not all about the dollar, the money that you spend, even though this is a billion-dollar industry. Christmas and Valentine's Day, Easter, wow, 4th of July, billion-dollar industry. Oh, Learner Curious with in the chat room. Thank you, Learner Curious has been in the chat room. Big shout out to those that chat in the chat room also. Pretty cool, like that. Let's see. It's almost time to wind down. I have been noticing where the weather's so bad, where there are some schools that are closing also. That are closed throughout the country. So you guys be careful out there. It's just bad weather. You know, sometimes you don't have to be told, don't get out there, right? Sometimes we just use that common sense and don't go out there in that weather. If you think it's not right, do not go out there in that weather. I'm looking at images of Valentine's Day, and I just want to talk about a little bit of the history of Valentine's Day. Next Wednesday, we'll be talking about Valentine's Day also and gift ideas. But love to profile. So while we're talking about Valentine's Day, St. Valentine's Day, which is also called the Feast of St. Valentine. And Valentine's Day is observed by people in many countries Eastern Orthodox Church, Lutheran Church, Anglican Communion. It is considered a cultural Christian commercial holiday. The significance is it is the feast day of St. Valentine, the celebration of love and affection. And the observances are sending greeting cards, gifts, dating, and church services. Valentine's Day, fixed by the Catholic Church, February the 14th, fixed by the Orthodox Church, July 7th. And it's an annual holiday, of course, but, you know, love is every day, right? And then they're showing a picture of the Shrine of Valentine in Whitefriar Street, Carmelite Church in Dublin, Ireland. And then they're showing a picture of St. Valentine of Tournai and his disciples. And it goes on to say that St. Valentine's Day, also known as Valentine's Day or the Feast of St. Valentine, is observed on February 14th. Each year, it is celebrated in many countries around the world, although it remains a working day in most of them. St. Valentine's Day began as a liturgical celebration of one of the more early Christian saints named Valentinus. Several martyrdom stories were invented for the various Valentines that belonged to February the 14th and added to later martyrologies. A popular hagiographical account of St. Valentine of Rome states that he was imprisoned for performing weddings for soldiers who were forbidden to marry and for ministering to Christians who were persecuted under the Roman Empire. According to legend, during his imprisonment, he healed the daughter of his jailer, Asterius. An embellishment to this story states that before his execution, he wrote her a letter signed, "Your Valentine," as a farewell. Today, St. Valentine's Day is an official feast in the Anglican Communion as well as in the Lutheran Church. The Eastern Orthodox Church also celebrates St. Valentine's Day, albeit on July 6th and July 30th, the former date in honor of the Roman Presbyter St. Valentine, and the later date in honor of the martyr Valentine, the Bishop of Interamna, Martin Turney. In Brazil, the Dia de São Valentim is recognized on June the 12th. The day was first associated with romantic love in the circle of Geoffrey Chaucer in the High Middle Ages, when the tradition of courtly love flourished. In 18th century England, it evolved into an occasion which lovers expressed their love for each other by presenting flowers, offering confectionery, and sending greeting cards known as Valentines. Valentine's Day symbols that are used today include the heart-shaped outlines, doves, and the figure of the winged Cupid. Since the 19th century, handwritten Valentines have given way to the mass-produced greeting cards. And some of the folk traditions. The European folk traditions connected with St. Valentine and St. Valentine's Day have become marginalized by the modern Anglo-American customs connecting the day with romantic love. There are some remaining associations connecting the saint with the advent of spring. We have 42 more days before spring. While the custom of sending cards, flowers, chocolates, and other gifts originated in the UK, Valentine's Day still remains connected with various regional customs in England. In Norfolk, a character called Jack Valentine knocks on the rear door of houses, leaving sweets and presents for children. Although he was leaving treats, many children were scared of this mystical person. In Slovenia, St. Valentine, or Drveko, was one of the saints of spring. I told you guys about a month ago, I said, well, I feel so good and happy when Valentine's Day arrives because I just feel that spring is like right around the corner. And I love it when Valentine's Day is here because I feel that it's time for springtime too. I know I'm not alone with that. And this is proof right here that it is a sign of the arrival of spring. A proverb says that St. Valentine brings the keys of roots, plants, and flowers start to grow on this day. It is celebrated as the day when the first work in the vineyards and the fields commences. It is also said that birds propose to each other or marry on that day. Oh, hey. Another proverb says, Valentine, the first spring saint, as in some places, especially White Carniola, St. Valentine marks the beginning of spring. Valentine's Day has only recently been celebrated as the Day of Love. The Day of Love is traditionally March the 12th. The St. Gregory's Day or February 22nd, St. Vincent's Day. The patron of love is St. Anthony, whose day has been celebrated on June the 13th. And then the connection with romantic love, Lupercalia. There's no evidence of any link between St. Valentine's Day and the rites of the ancient Roman festival, despite many claims by many authors. The celebration of St. Valentine did not have any romantic connotations until Chaucer's poetry about Valentines in the 14th century. Popular modern sources claim links to unspecified Greco-Roman February holidays alleged to be devoted to fertility and love to St. Valentine's Day. But prior to Chaucer in the 14th century, there were no links between the saint's name Valentinus and romantic love. Earlier links, as described above, were focused on sacrifice rather than romantic love. In the ancient Athenian calendar, the period between mid-January and mid-February was the month of Gemellion, dedicated to the sacred marriage of Zeus and Hera. In ancient Rome, Lupercalia, observed February 13 and 15, was an archaic rite connected to fertility. Lupercalia was a festival local to the city of Rome, the more general festival of Juno Verbrugia, meaning Juno the Purifier or the Chaste Juno, was celebrated on February 13 and 14. Pope Gelasius, 492-496, abolished Lupercalia. Some researchers have theorized that Gelasius I replaced Lupercalia with the celebration of the purification of Mary in February 14 and claim a connection to the 14th century's connotations of romantic love. But there is no historical indication that he ever intended such a thing. Also, the dates don't fit because at the time of Gelasius I, the feast was only celebrated in Jerusalem, and it was on February 14 only because Jerusalem placed the nativity on January 6th. Although it was called Purification of Mary, it dealt mainly with the presentation of Jesus at the temple. The Jerusalem's Purification of Mary in February 14 became the presentation of Jesus at the temple in February 2nd, as it was introduced to Rome and other places in the 6th century after Gelasius the first time. Alban Butler, in his Lives of the Principal Saints from 1756 to 1759, came without proof that men and women in Lupercalia drew names from a jar to make couples, and that modern Valentine letters originated from this couple. In reality, this practice originated in the Middle Ages with no link to Lupercalia, with men drew the names of girls at random to couples with them.